We're joined now by our 2016 Monster Energy NASCAR All-Star Race winner, the driver of the number 22 Shell Pennzoil Ford, Joey Logano. When you're ready
to go.
You
are. Yeah, you are. So, what's up? What's up? Anyways, so, you guys happy today? Everyone doing all right? You guys are really quiet. Glad to be here.
So, Joey, you got an hour of practice in today under this new rules package. What do you think?
Well, you know, it's nice to get some laps in before the race. You know, I think everyone really worked on their cars a lot from what the first run was towards the end. And, you know, I think at first, you know, no one really knew what was going to happen. You know, is a tandem going to play? Is it going to be a big pack? Is handling going to come into play or not? And I think by the second lap, we all realized, we're going to have to handle pretty well here, especially when the track's hot like this. So handling's a big deal right now. Obviously, speed is as well. It seems like the guy that's out front, if you have a fast car, he's going. But as tires fall off, you know, those cars that can't quite hold the bottom as well or really can't keep the throttle down even on the top, start to get used up and passed. And you just see in the practice with cars that come out with new tires and all, it's such a mixed bag when you look at practice. It's so hard to give it a fair read of, was this good? Was it not? I don't know. It's hard to say because you have cars out there at 20 lap tires, you have cars with new tires and everything in between, and you got cars with the new ones are driving through the whole field. So it'd be interesting when everyone's on the same tire out there and, you know, the same amount of tires or laps on their tires. And that'll be interesting to see when the race starts. So we worked on our car. Personally, we worked on our car and we got it better. You know, they drive, you know, pretty good when you're by yourself, right? It's kind of like Daytona Talladega by yourself, but in dirty air with that big spoiler, they get out of control behind each other. So you're going to see cars with those big moments off of two, off of four, usually around the two thirds mark at a corner. And it seems like cars kind of start taking off and get in the wake of other cars, because obviously you put a big spoiler on it, you're going to have dirtier air. That's what we're trying to create, a draft, but it also creates dirtier air in the corners and makes the cars harder to handle.
We're also back home in Charlotte for the next 2 weeks. You're a new father. What is it like just being home for these 2 weeks, especially now?
I know typically I don't go home and I stay here at the racetrack, but it's a little different when the little man is around and I go home. And it was nice. I got to see my family when I got home last night and took a shift last night, which was good. It was a two-stop night, so that was good. And his mileage is getting better, which is good. It used to be about five stops. So he's got a bigger tank and his mileage is getting better. So that's good for the mama and papa.
Cool. We're going to open up to questions now. We'll go Lee, Bob, Dustin, Kenny.
Lee Spencer, racepoise.com. I saw you running up front for a little bit, and I'm curious, you know, how dicey was it when you had the point, then gave up the point? You know, what was the sensation at the front of the pack compared to riding in the back?
I'd rather be in the front. It's going to get crazy. We're gonna crash some stuff tonight. I think that's pretty apparent. You know, in practice, we're all pretty good at giving each other some room and making sure our cars are, you know, at least we have a car for later on. I think, you know, towards the end of this race and business picks up, and I mean, hey, it's the All-Star race. It's the same thing every time we come here. No matter what package you got nothing to lose and you got $1 million to gain. And I think every driver knows that. And that whole caring about things kind of goes out the window. You think about winning the race and winning that money. That's what this is about. It doesn't matter what package we have, or we're racing tricycles or race cars. It don't matter. When there's that much money on the line, there's going to be some aggressive racing. And we will see that here tonight, no matter what. You know, especially when you have a 10-lap shootout there. And, you know, that's going to get pretty chaotic pretty quick. So I don't think the last 10 laps will go caution free. Just a thought. Maybe I'm wrong, but if there's any cars left, it might be survival. Might be a big deal tonight too.
Bob Hockress, ESPN, are you lifting at all, or are you flat out all the way around?
Oh, no, I can't go wide open. I can. New tires, you can't at any point, really, when you're on, when you have clean air, right, because you're going slower and you have more, obviously, a lot more grip when you don't have a car in front of you. But when there's, even in lap one, if there's a car in front of you, you really can't hold it wide open as well as you want to. You got to squeak out a little bit, maybe to three-quarter throttle for a second, then back down. They'll get a little better tonight. I'm sure everyone's going to make adjustments to make their car better, but the track's going to cool off, and that'll be a lot more wide open. But I think the fact that we're lifting a little bit is a good thing. You know, at Indy, when we ran a similar package for the Xfinity cars, the lifting part wasn't good. But I think here, because the track's wider, it's better because you can get some kind of air on your car, which allows us to stay closer. And then the handling comes into play, which is good. That keeps the teams working on their stuff. And it's not just a super speedway race. It's a kind of a hybrid of them both.
Dustin Long, NBC Sports. Joey, can you talk a little bit more about what it is like a little bit in traffic? And if you're fifth or sixth in the final stage, what's the challenge in getting working your way up in the last 10 laps, or even in any stage if you have 20 laps? What's that challenge going to be like in that situation?
Well, I don't know. I think a lot of people don't know. You know, I think it's obviously gonna be hard as the intensity level picks up, the give and take goes away, the clears get close, you know, off the corner, you're cut everything a little bit closer. It's gonna be about building the runs. It's gonna be like a super speedway race. But like I said, handling will come into play, and the split second decisions that you'll have to make when cars are too wide in front of you and you have a run, they're going to be the toughest ones, right? Is this, do you go to the bottom, do you go to the top? Where is the room? Down the front stretch is really not much room at all. I had a run as a 78 and somebody else in front of me there towards the end, and I had tires on, so I was faster than them, and they were too wide, and I had to run right after the second kink on the front straightaway, and where do you go, right? It's like, I got no room. I can go three wide, and probably we're all wadded up, you know, and definitely was going to do that in practice, but those are the decisions you're going to have to make on the move, on the run. Do you send it in there three wide, and are you going to lose so much momentum that you're not going to get anything out of it anyway? You have to think about this stuff while we're out there. So this first, you know, 70 laps, just like normal super speedway racing, we got to start learning about each other, learning about our cars, what we can and can't do, and then have that notebook to make the right moves at the right time at the end. So I'd rather be closer to the front, like I said. I don't want to be eighth. I don't want to be any further back than fourth, really. I really don't want to be any further back than the front row, but that's just it's how it's going to be.
Here you go, Kenny, Caleb, Jonathan. Kenny Bruce with KennyBruce.net. Joey, compared to the regular rules package here at this track, the way that would race, is this any more fun to run this package?
I don't know yet. I don't want to say it's better or worse until we race it. You know, I to be honest with you guys, I don't know yet. Because, you know, was practice pretty entertaining to watch? Probably. You know, it's a big pack. Cars are rolling in and out, and it's something, that's for sure. But when everyone's on the same tires, does the pack look the same? I don't think we can honestly answer that yet. So when you ask that question, I can't give you a fair answer, and I want to be honest with you. And I honestly can't tell you exactly how it's going to look yet. But I do think when there's different amount of laps on tires, it's pretty cool out there. But it may be different later on tonight. But the way these stages are, it definitely presents the opportunity for cars to get on different strategies. You know, and make desperate moves from the pit box. That can happen, and that'll definitely shake it up.
Caleb Whistler, KickingTheTires.net. Kind of looking forward to next weekend. Kind of, what are your thoughts going into the 600 and some of the challenges it brings to you?
Oh boy, 600. Well, different challenges than we have tonight. I can tell you that much. I think the biggest challenge is going to be when I get in that car on Thursday and I realize how fast I'm going. I go into turn one and I got a lift. It's going to feel really fast. But, you know, for that race, obviously 600 miles, it's a unique event. You know, that's what makes, you know, Coke 600 so special. To try to win, it's a crown jewel event. It's one of the top three races, in my opinion, to try to win. So, I would love to do that, especially as a Coca-Cola driver. And that would be a really big, accomplishment for me, and for our race team. So, you know, the challenges we have tonight will be completely different than what we have there, and the way the handling would come into play and the length of the race.
Go back to Kenny's question. Is there any situation in your mind where you're comfortable in that last 10-lap run on old tires, or are you coming down for four no matter what?
I'll let you know. If you see me stay out, I feel pretty good about it. I think if you're towards the back, I can see people gambling and going for it. But it's 10 green flag laps. So it's not like it's 10 laps could be 40 laps for all we know, right? So you have to kind of keep that in mind as well. It depends on how the draft is. You know, if cars get stuck too wide and the three wide move isn't working as well as it should, and you can get some distance and cars can't draft up as quick as you think they could, you know, that's when staying out, two tires, things like that will play. But as soon as someone puts four on and is able to drive through the whole field, then it's going to be, okay, we got to put tires on. But I don't think we know exactly what that's going to be. You know, we got to see some of it in practice, but the track's going to be cooler, which makes tires not play as much because you're going to be wide open more. But I kind of think it's going to look a little bit like the truck race in a way, where tires do mean something, but it's you're close to wide open all the way around. I think it'll look similar to a truck race, probably a little bit closer, I think. I think when you put these guys out here, you get the all-stars out there, right? So it's different. Even if you put us in a truck race, the race would look completely different. It'll be interesting to kind of see how everyone adapts.
Chris Weaver with Fox 8 out of High Point. Joey, with the slower speeds, how much more confidence does it give you to make crazy moves out there amongst these guys and thinking about the other guys that may make those crazy moves?
Speed is all relevant. You know, it's you can feel like you're going really, really fast when you're out of control at 30 miles an hour. I got a Model T at home, and I drive that down the road at 30 miles an hour, and I feel like I'm going 180. So, you know, it's all relevant. And the cars, you know, you feel super confident when you're by yourself and, you know, you can make any move you want at that point because the cars are so stuck to the racetrack. But when you get in dirty air and the cars are sliding around more and you're going a little bit faster, that's when you're like, I don't know if I can make these big moves anymore because, you know, even though we're not seeing that 200 mile an hour mark, you're still on the edge in dirty air. And I think that's what speed really is to me, right? I mean, you can watch a street stock race and they're on the edge too, and they might not be going super fast, but they're on the edge and it's a great race. So I think it's all relevant.
Jacob Seelman, Speed Sport. I hear so many of the same terminologies, Joey, like what we would hear at Daytona and Talladega, but looking at it, it doesn't quite look the same. What are the similarities and differences between the type of draft you guys just experienced compared to what you guys are used to experiencing with the plates at Daytona and Talladega?
Yeah, like I said, it's like a hybrid of them both because handling comes into play. Daytona, Talladega, some handling means something, but the cars are pretty much trimmed out and you're wide open all the way around the racetrack. You know, if you lift, it's just a little bit, and the corners are so long that you make these different moves in the corners, and it's just different. Here, you know, you think about it, I mean, you're a mile shorter, you know, so your corners are sharper. You may not be going as fast, but the corners are sharper. The drag ducks change the draft completely. That's a huge deal on the way these things have been drafting out there today. You know, and the way we side draft and get around each other, that has changed it a lot. So I think when you add all that up, it's going to look different, you know, and it's still not Daytona or Talladega, no matter what, right? You're still at Charlotte. It's still going to be different. Mm-hmm. Yep. Yeah, we got a good bit.
All right, Joey, thank you for your time, and good luck tonight.
All right. Thanks, guys.